Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Justin Tinsley, Pablo Torre, Courtney Cronin, Mr. Bob Ryan. Today on Around the Horn. Whether Josh Hart went too far or just far enough with Reggie Miller.
Veteran savvy.
And the Pacers complaint with the league over officiating. They say 78 calls have gone against them this series. Will that call out help them or hurt them? Next.
Just round up. If you don't have 78, you might as well have 80.
Might not have 100 at this point.
I mean, why not?
78 seems kind of random.
Exactly.
Jalen Brunson is Wolverine. We have to talk about his self-healing capabilities. And the Knicks, unflinching, indefatigable, indomitable at home right now. The comeback once Brunson came back. And DiVincenzo hitting everything and Josh Hart ripping out Reggie Miller's heart in front of an ecstatic Garden. We'll talk about that, but we lead with the Pacers filing complaint with league office over the officiating this series. They flagged 78 calls over the two games where they think the Knicks got the better end of the refereeing. 29 calls in game one, and Rick Carlisle telling us 49 calls in game two. And Carlisle was ejected in the game, but with the media after, he said small market teams deserve an equal shot, a fair shot no matter where they're playing. That is a spicy meatball, Bob Ryan. You've covered the game for 7 decades. Have you ever heard a coach say that before and come to the table with 78 calls like you heard Carlisle?
I'm a longtime paid-up member of the Rick Carlisle fan club, but to you, Rick, I say today, get over it. Stop it. You're making a mockery of it. Look, there's two things here. There's the macro and the micro. The micro, yeah, we're going to scrutinize a thing like the infamous pick and game. All right, fine. Other plays specifically. But the macro is watching a game and thinking that there's a systematic referee conspiracy to aid a large market team. I would have a pretty good eye for this stuff. Not once in my for in the game did I think anything like that. And it's not happening. And by the way, Rick, in terms of small market and bias, there's a team that won from a town in Texas that's not the biggest city in the world that's won multiple championships. And also, the reigning champion aren't exactly the biggest metropolis in the world either. So it doesn't hold up. You're making a fool
of yourself.
Stop
Bob,
it.
I respect that, of course. But you have been around this game for a long time, and you have heard specifically in the past the Knicks get calls. The Knicks got Patrick Ewing in the lottery. That the league wants New York to succeed and win. To hear a coach say that in front of cameras in the middle of a playoff series is what?
It's losers lament, frankly, and it's not becoming, and it's just ridiculous, okay? It's totally ridiculous. I'm sorry.
Courtney Cronin, I turn to you. Can the Pacers feel aggrieved in this series?
Not because of the officiating, and press conferences typically happen 15, 20 minutes after the game. I want to know which coach on his staff, which staff member was charting these 49 alleged calls that didn't go the Pacers' way that should have. Because don't you think, Tony, if there were that many that were so egregiously not called in the direction of the Indiana Pacers, that we would have heard about that on the broadcast? And for him to play the small market card and then his max contract superstar player, Tyrese Haliburton, say, no, officiating's not the only reason, the main reason we lost this game. We lost this game because we played poorly. They didn't shoot well from the floor, from three, from the free throw line. The Knicks had an advantage in every single one of those categories, and they didn't take advantage of when Jalen Brunson was not on the floor in the first half due to injury after he left the game for, 15 minutes. And I will say this. T.J. McConnell was pushing and shoving Jalen Brunson quite a bit, and I didn't hear any errant whistles from the officials on that. Jalen Brunson just happened to make his shot, something that the Pacers were not able to do on Wednesday.
Pablo, game one came down to that offensive foul call. I mean, that's a big one. And then game two, Indiana says there were 49 missed calls, and can they have any case here to feel aggrieved?
I want to acknowledge the incentives as Rick Carlisle might see them, right? So is it true that the Knicks are a way bigger draw television-wise than the Pacers? Would the NBA, in their heart of hearts, want the Knicks over the Pacers? Yes, that is true. Is it also true that Rick Carlisle's audience that he's trying to convince is not us, right? He's trying to convince the referees. Mm-hmm. He's trying to guilt the league office into saying, hey, everybody should be aware of that incentive and just how it's landing on us. That is the claim that he's making. Also a fair strategy. But the problem is when you watch these games, you see two teams go into their locker rooms at halftime. One team comes out, the New York Knicks, and they shoot 50% from three over games one and two, the second half, 64% from the field in the second halves of those same games. So the reason they're losing is not because of the calls. Maybe there are lots of small calls they're frustrated by, but it's the lack of adjustments at halftime that feels like the fatal flaw that Rick Carlisle, by the way, that is your account.
Okay. Justin Tinsley, I'll turn to you. Does Indy have any case here that they are aggrieved?
You know, I thought Drake and Kendrick Lamar was going to be the biggest beef I had to cover this week, but Rick Carlisle actually really pushed the line here. 78 calls is egregious, but it also illustrates his point. Like, he's adding small market into it. He knows what he's doing when he's doing this. Look at society now. Buzzwords get people going. We see it in politics all the time. This is no different with basketball. He hears the talk about Boston and New York and a possible Eastern Conference Finals. This is his way of trying to get in front of it. But it was your team that let the Knicks shoot almost 70% in that third quarter when the game flipped. It is your team that still can't guard Jalen Brunson. And it was your team that couldn't win a game when Jalen Brunson and OG Anunoby was hurt. So yes, complain about the officials, but also look at yourself too.
Bob, let me ask you about the Knicks specifically. A team like maybe some you've seen in the past, but they only run seven players, right? They're all Josh Hart has missed a minute of the series so far. Indefatigable in that way. They're sometimes squeezing water from a stone, and then they're undefeated at home this year. How do you view this Knicks team?
Likeable, lovable, rootable. And I'm saying that from a vantage point 220 miles north, which is almost heresy.
Pablo?
Yeah, I am worried about their ligaments. I'm worried about Tom Thibodeau playing them.
Right, when Brunson went down, everyone was ready to say, this is because of the minutes, right?
I was on Basketball Reference checking average minutes, and by the way, take the over with Tom Thibodeau. But the reality of the present is that they are winning games at the end of games in ways that are a testament to the coaching and to the toughness. It's working for now, and that is beyond the expectations we should
have. And Josh Hart going over to Reggie Miller?
I mean,
so, Tinsley, you don't think he went too far there, right? I mean,
Nah, man. This is the Pacers and the Knicks. This is the history. I love that stuff.
We'll wait until the series goes to Indy for game three. For now, we talk Nikola Jokic, MV3, his third MVP in four seasons. Bob Ryan, I don't need to tell you, that is rarefied air, the list of all-time greats that Jokic has now joined. This year's race versus Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, maybe some would take SGA. I'll ask you point blank, Bob. Who would you take for MVP? And what does this award mean for him? And maybe, what do you think the timing of it when they're down 0-2 is kind of interesting in some way? Please, Bob.
There's no questioning his credentials. Now, there are other great credentials. And I understand anyone wanting to vote for SGA, particularly, and even Doncic. But we have some great players in this great competition. But we have seen, when this guy... Many years ago when Arvydas Sabonis was around, they said if we had seen him at age 18, it was Bill Walton with a three-pointer. Well, guess what? We have him now. We have Bill Walton with a three-pointer, the second best or next to the best passing center of all time, along with Walton, who makes three-pointers and does other things. You can't question this guy. No.
I love the history lesson that you can bring, Bob. But that he's on a list with Larry Bird, Magic Johnson. Of course, Kareem had a spat of 3 and 4. Legitimately historical, 3 and 4 years. Jokic rises to that level for you.
Oh, positively. I mean, he's an all-time player. The list's going to have to be revised whenever he quits, and we'll see how he goes.
Courtney Cronin.
He was my MVP for a while, and this is a regular season award. I know the timing's a little awkward because he took 13 shots in 38 minutes in game two. That was supposed to be the stamp the statement and even out the series game for the Denver Nuggets, and it wasn't. But there's no denying the rarefied air he's in, you know, top five in total points and rebounds, assists. The only other players to do that are himself a couple of years ago, Elgin Baylor and Wilt Chamberlain. It just feels weird because Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets were favored in this series because of his pedigree and their pedigree, yet he's not playing like the best player on the floor right now. That's Anthony Edwards, Rudy Gobert from game one alone, and Karl Anthony Towns before you get to where Nikola Jokic is. So in order for them to make this a series, he's got to play like the MVP level he was at during the regular season.
And here's the stat that I think about to add to Courtney's cavalcade of numbers there. Zero, which is the number of teammates Jokic has had who have had all-star, all-NBA, or all-defense acclaim, Tony. He's had zero all-stars on his teams in the 9 years he's been in the league. And he's won three MVPs in those 9 years. And so this series against the Timberwolves, yes, Timberwolves are a better team. They were also designed in the image of the Nuggets to beat the Nuggets. Tim Connelly is the president of basketball ops in Minnesota, was the guy who designed the Nuggets. That's not surprising to me. Jokic, though, the career he's had, it is mind-blowing. We are going to have to tear up some of our historical projections given 3-4 is actually, you know, radically special
and Justin Tinsley
in the NBA.
Yeah, my vote would have went to SGA, but I'm not mad at Joker getting 3-4 by any means. Look, he's doing things that only Kareem and Wilt have done from the center position. So that NBA top 75 list, it needs to be revised right now. He needs to be on that list. But when I look at it, Courtney just said it, this is unfortunate timing for a regular season award. Look, if Denver pushes this to 6 games, I don't think it'll be a huge indictment on him, but if they get swept, and he's the reigning finals MVP, I don't want to say it's Dirk in 2007, but it won't fare well, I'll put it that way.
Pablo, I never had put that together about the MVPs. He's won three now, and none of his teammates have made an all-star team. So, of course, Larry Bird and Kareem and Jordan and Magic are guys, and Russell, who have all won more MVPs, or as many MVPs, but they all played with all-stars, not Jokic. Yeah. Buy or sell next on the other side.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
What's up, kiddos? I'm Clinton Yates of Around the Horn. Whenever I go to cover games or attend events in Los Angeles, I'm always keeping my eye out for the best dressed person in the room. I saw Diego Luna at the Andor red carpet launch event, Star Wars, folks, and he looked head of state fresh. Now you can also be that person too, whether you're sitting courtside, attending a fancy dinner, or going to a wedding. With a fully custom suit from Indochino, you'll walk into wedding season looking like $1 million for way, way less. They start at just $4.99. With Indochino, you can design the suit of your dreams and fine-tune every detail, including lapels, linings, monograms, pocket flaps, etc. A tailored fit from home. Set up your measurement profile on Indochino's website and choose customizations without even leaving the house. Look your best this wedding season at the table or on the dance floor when you wear Indochino. Go to Indochino.com today and use code HORN to get 10% off any purchase of $3.99 or more. That's Indochino.com, promo code HORN.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, coming to you from the Seaport, brought to you by Chase.
Panthers 6, Bruins 1. That series is now even and the heat was turned on. Pims like punch last night. 158 total penalty minutes. The Kachuk-Pasternak square off seems to have Bruins coach Jim Montgomery giving his approval. After the game, Montgomery delivered a line that I say often and I feel in my ancestral bones. I'm really proud of pasta. Yes, sir. Yes, you are. And you're welcome. Montour Marchand had Montour mocking Marchand's patented licking maneuver as well. Bob, you're in Boston. Who benefits more from the physicality and the heat in last night's game?
Before the series started, the Bruins talked about the fact that they felt they had been pushed around last year by this team. They weren't going to let it happen again. Okay, so the fact of the matter is this is a proof that they're going to live up to that. And the idea that Pasternak, who was a lover, not a fighter, would be choose as the leader of this team to take on a guy he know could beat the crap out of him is going to inspire this team. If anybody benefits, it's definitely going
okay,
to be.
Okay, so I was almost leading the witness there. But Florida wiped the floor with Boston this game, but you think the way Boston showed a little grit there, especially with Pasta, that is an advantage Boston. Cronin, how about you?
They needed a reset. They were 0-for-3 on the power play last night. It took them more than 11 minutes to register a shot on goal in the third period. And I understand it's a little weird that Pasternak had to ask his coach, think I should fight? Well, he's not really experienced in this area, Tony. He's only fought twice in his entire NHL career, regular season or playoffs.
Right?
So I'm with Bob. I think this is the spark that this team needs going into game three on Friday on their home.
That's two saying the team that lost 6-1 is getting an advantage and momentum from the game. Pablo, how about you?
Yeah, you're asking me, was it good that the team that was super desperate resorted to fighting because they had nothing else to do because they were getting blown out so bad? Is that a good thing for that team or for the team that was blowing them out? I'm going to take the team that has been significantly more disciplined. So one stat, Tony, that speaks to, of course, yes, that was deliberate, but just the lack of sort of discipline here. 5 too many men penalties in 9 games for the Bruins. That is more than has ever been for a hockey team ever. It just feels like they're grasping for anything, and anything happens to be someone's face in this case.
Justin Tinsley.
I love some good Boston, South Florida hatred in the morning. This is awesome. But it better rile Boston up. It better rile Boston, in particular, Pasta's teammates. They better squad up, not necessarily in fighting, but scoring more than one goal in game three. Because you got to look at it. Look, you're going to fight our guy, the guy that doesn't bother anybody? The rest of his teammates need to look like Cam Newton in that GIF. He's like, all right, cool, bet. I see what's going
okay,
on.
Okay,
let's get it in.
And seemingly, the coach wanted it. Improved of it and liked it. And he's proud of Pasta. And again, I say, ancestrally, this makes me very proud. I am proud of Pasta. Pull it out a minute before al dente, all right? Then throw it in back in with the sauce, have it cook with the sauce, stir it for 45 seconds, you're doing good. We'll move on. Buy or sell two, the call up, super prospect. Number one pick, Paul Skeens. Pirates making the call up. He'll make his debut Saturday. Look at his minor league numbers. That, of course, is the good. The caution comes with baseball today. The injuries we've seen in pitchers this year and over the last couple of years, and how there's a debate over how throwers throw now. Harder, torquier. Skeens very much is a poster for that. Courtney, what do you buy, what do you sell from the Skeens call-up?
I'm buying that it was time. You saw him in 7 starts in AAA where he had an ERA less than 1, 45 strikeouts, 8 walks. He did all that he needed to do at the minor league level, but going into his Major League Baseball career, they've got to worry about injuries. They have to prevent this from becoming Mark Pryor and Steven Strasburg 2.0. And for a team that's 5 games back of the lead in the NL Central right now, this should give this team some juice as we get into the month of June and when the race starts.
So no pause here for Skeens. Torrey, how about you?
Yeah, I think you got to find out, Tony. I mean, the guy in AAA, there's not a lot left for him to do, right? So 3 earned runs, 45 strikeouts in 27 innings. I think Courtney's correct. The phantom, the sort of boogeyman here is Mark Pryor, is Steven Strasburg. Exactly who you would compare him to as an excellent college pitcher who also has this mechanical situation that just makes you worry. I don't think you'll solve that by keeping him AAA. Might as well find out what you got right now.
Yeah, I buy everything about it. Pitcher's pitch, bro. You drafted him number one for a reason. I understand the Mark Pryor and Steven Strasburg comparisons and the fear of that, but scared money doesn't make money. In his last season at LSU, this dude had a strikeout to walk percentage of 91%. He basically led AAA in all pitching categories, or most of them at least. So look, let him go out there, be the boss hog that you know he is, be the dominant guy that you know he is, and you just protect him from yourself. But let the dude pitch, because everybody wants to see it anyway.
Oh, okay. But what do you mean by protect him from himself? If you look at his minor league starts, he's not pitching into the 6th or 7th inning. That's not happening at all. Happened once that he got past the 5th inning. Is that what you would do in the majors as well?
At least starting him off and then just see how his body conditions to the major leagues. But you got to get him out there. You got to see what he can do.
And Bob Ryan.
He has this extraordinary stuff. We all know that already. He's a giant lab experiment for them. You don't have to go as far back as Pryor and Strasburg to see what the problem is. We've got so many key pitchers, quality pitchers on the IR right now. They're going to be very, very cautious with him. And by the way, looking at him, I'm a little worried already in that he's not a short armer per se, but he doesn't have full arm extension either. And I'm a little worried right now.
I'm here for this. I'm here for all mechanics. If you put up a picture of him and Mark Pryor, there is a visual similarity to the two of them. Yes. It's almost that inverted that W.
Inverted
M that they talk about. Aha. All right. Thank you for your time today, Courtney Cronin. Great job on NFL Live, hosting yesterday and the day before. Bob Ryan as well. Tinsley, Torrey, Showdown next.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Justin Tinsley, Pablo Torrey, good luck in Showdown. Game 2's tonight. And I'm going to ask you right out of the gate, more likely to bounce back with a win, the Mavs or the Cavs? Yell it out.
Mavs.
I thought you both might say that. Let's talk about Dallas then. Adjustments needed. Even the series against OKC, who's undefeated this postseason. Make the argument. Adjustments for Dallas tonight. Justin Tinsley.
Well, game one was the fewest amount of points the Mavs have scored with Luka and Kyrie on the court since January 1st. And they're going to be a better defensive and offensive rebounding team this time out. And also, Jason Kidd is great at adjustments. So he spent the last 48 hours looking at game tape for adjustments and not sending that tape to the league office.
Yeah, okay. Bob Latour, how about you?
It is the second chance points, Tony. 25 of them went the Thunder's way in this game. In the last game, they're not good at this. They're like 27th in the league at second chance points. And so all you got to do, Jason Kidd, is look at that tape and realize you got out-hustled, and you're going to have to invoke some old cliches about, you know, wanting it more.
Okay.
It seems like the Thunder wanted it a lot more.
Justin Tinsley's getting the point. But Pablo Torre's getting the second chance points. Oh, I like that argument, Pablo. We'll move on. Showdown 2, Stanley Cup playoffs, where three-goal leads mean nothing, apparently. Second consecutive night in a row, three-goal lead blown by, or three-goal comeback made by a team. What the Canucks did to the Oilers, scoring three in that five-minute stretch in the third. Pablo, was this a Canucks comeback or Oilers collapse?
I have to give credit to the comeback, Tony. I mean, it's not just because their faces look like they're so happy to have pulled this off, but we just do this too often, I think. Like, yes, I get it. Like, the goaltender, hang your head in shame, but they had to pull Canucks.
Okay, you please. Appreciate the comeback. How about you, Justin?
I call it a collapse. This team was already 0-4 versus Vancouver in the regular season, and now you blow a three-goal lead in the playoffs. Mm. This is how you walk somebody down with a poker face.
Yeah. Wow. Pablo, you got it. Yeah, Pablo, you say you like comebacks. Well, if you like comebacks, you'll love Justin Tinsley coming back on you and winning the showdown.
30 seconds, JT.
I want to take some time to highlight Lindsey Schnell's column on USA Today about the WNBA and the history of charter flights and why it is the right time and why it also took too long, and also bringing in elements of Caitlin Clark, Asia Wilson, and race, and understand, I think it was a really well done and nuanced column. I think everyone should take some time to read that before the season starts. And also, before I get out of here, happy grandma. My grandma turned 93 years old today. She's Tony Reale's biggest fan, and she'll definitely be a fan today because I won.
What's grandma's name?
Clementine, who also taught Moses Malone in middle school.
There we go. That happy birthday. Like my Clementine. Grandma.